With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting weather conditions are forecast to improve this week in Southern California and aid firefighters in their battle against a wildfire that's forced up to 20,000 people to flee their homes. The blaze had grown to more than 6 square miles by Wednesday morning. Los Angeles County Fire Department Chief Anthony Marone tells KABC-TV Los Angeles at least 7 structures were reported destroyed and another 9 damaged as of Wednesday morning.
The entire fire area remains under threat as long as these red flag weather conditions persist.
It was not immediately known how the fire started. It tore through part of Malibu, a wealthy community of about 10,000 people on the western edge of Los Angeles. There's not much public support for the Hunter Biden pardon, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A new poll from the AP and Norick Center for Public Affairs Research reveals that only about 2 in 10 Americans approve of President Biden's decision to pardon his son after earlier promising he'd do no such thing. The survey found that only a small share of Americans strongly or somewhat approve of the president's decision. About half strongly or somewhat disapprove of it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A New Jersey lawmaker from part of the state where several mysterious drones have been spotted in recent weeks says the devices appear to avoid detection by traditional methods. Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia was among state officials who met Wednesday with the Department of Homeland Security. She says lawmakers were told the drones have dodged detection by helicopters and radio. Fantasia says DHS described the devices as up to 6 feet in diameter and sometimes traveling with their lights off. On Wall Street, the Dow was down today. This is SRN News. The Satanic Temple is at it again.
The organization has begun its annual practice of erecting images of the devil alongside nativity scenes set up in public places. The latest case is Concord, New Hampshire, where a goat-headed statue was unveiled outside the State House over the weekend to the chants of Hail Satan from a group of temple worshipers. Polls indicate about 1/3 of New Hampshire residents are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Russia's adopted several new laws designed to limit the promotion of the LGBT lifestyle amongst the nation's children, and close ally Belarus is poised to follow suit. Lawmakers there are considering legislation to ban gay propaganda. While still to be worked out in Belarus, the Russian law forbids any endorsement of LGBT activities and non-traditional sexual relations. Last year, the Russian Supreme Court outlawed gay activism. This is SRN News. Another California county will limit cooperation with federal immigration authorities.
The nation's 5th most populous county, San Diego County, on the border with Mexico, is allying itself with other jurisdictions that are raising obstacles to President-elect Donald Trump's plans for mass deportations. The county will prohibit its sheriff's department from working with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement on the federal agency's enforcement of civil immigration laws. That includes laws allowing for deportations. San Diego is aligning with 7 other California counties. John Scott reporting.
Hundreds of thousands of students in Georgia will be eligible for $6,500 vouchers to pay for private school tuition or homeschooling expenses. That number is far more than many legislators expected. New rules say any student in a low-performing school's attendance zone is eligible. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.